Blog Talk Radio.
Pathfinder for our opening song. It is really close to the equinox. It is September 21st, 2017. Do you have your eggs ready to stand on end? They will, you know, just for a little while. I'm your host, Brenda Michiko Kelly, and welcome to the show. The low shoe, or the flying star number for today, is the number 7 star. The number 7 is in the center for the day. And this is the year of the fire rooster. This is the day of the metal pig, or the boar. And there are 12 animals in Feng Shui. So every day, the calendar compass clock goes around the circle. And there's an element every day as well. But remember, the elements come in pairs of two. So, for instance, last year was a fire monkey, and then this year is a fire rooster. So they come in two, and then it'll switch elemental signs in 2018, and then those will come in pairs of two. So that's some feng shui fun for you. And that's part of a 10-pillar story that's very ancient. And this is the configuration of feng shui using the 12 animals and the 5 elements. And some cultures use 4 elements. And this configuration uses the 5 elements. It's very ancient. It's from the I Ching. And it's a mathematical equation. And so it's no secret, for instance, what the next animal of the day is tomorrow. It's written right there in the compass. And this is how you read feng shui and the vibrations. And so this is the day of the boar or the pig. And it's in feng shui, it's an ancient animal. So it's really probably not this domesticated pig that we picture when I say that pig name. It's the boar, which is in the wild jungle. And the jungle's pretty wild, and the boar is ferocious. And these days, the pigs are, I guess, pretty smart from all accounts. They're not as ferocious at all. And so somewhere along the lines, they'd be a lot more gentle. And we can all evolve. And so this is ancient feng shui. And we use the directions. And so the pig or the boar has a compass direction. And it is the northwest. Now the pig shares that direction with the dog. There are two in the northwest. And there are two in every cross direction of the compass. There is only one animal on all the cardinal points. The north, south, east, west just hold that one animal. Okay, so it's built like this as well. And if you know your compass in your mind, you could just put that on your feng shui hat and then you could see what that is. A lot of times when you learn your animal, the first thing that I've seen a lot of people do is just you're going to find out in your house where that is. And so that's a fun thing to do, is to find out where in your house, which corner, which wall, which window is your actual animal compass direction vibration. And that's so fun to learn because the first thing you're going to do is make that really nice. You're going to clean it up. You're going to, it's feng shui is all about using the intention of the vibrations, and it is a time and space intention. And just by doing the do, which means the noun, the verb, by actually doing something, it's an intention. And so this is lovely. You want to go show intention in the vibration that is in your home from your animal direction, very first and foremost. And then you'll learn that there's actually only, this is funny, only 9 numbers in the flying stars. This is easy. So each number, each of these 9 numbers come with a very specific vibration. And in the show last week, we talked about how the number 5 is in the center for the home location of the flying stars. And so the next thing you're going to want to find out is which flying star flew to your animal compass direction for the year. Because since there are 9 of them, and they all have a very direct meaning, one of those 9 stars flew to your compass direction for the entire year. So let's talk about the Northwest, because that hosts, and the number two star in feng shui, remember, is the illness star. It's an ancient name. That's what they named it. We, in evolved times, we know there's healing. This is a chance to heal. Still, though, this is not what's called an easy star by any means, because healing is a lot of doing. it can be internal or external. It's just a lot. It can be a lot of attention on healing. It's not. It can be something that, you know, it's going to take some of your gumption. And so the illness star is something to watch in feng shui, definitely. So if you were born in the boar or the pig years, then you're going to want to watch, or a dog, remember, you're going to watch for that healing. You're going to always pay attention to it all year long until 2018. And this month, the way that the feng shui line stars lined up is that the 1 went in the center for the month. Yay, because the 1 is in the center for the year, so it's doubled up, right? And remember, when the 1 is in the center, all the other numbers are in the same place as that when the 1 is in the center as well, which means if you've got your feng shui compass on, what's going on in the Northwest or any other sector this month is a double number. It's a double 2 then in the Northwest for the pig. So this is really pay attention time, and this requires what's called a cure for healing. And so what does that mean to you? You could find something physical that would mean for you and actually put it in the Northwest for yourself, for healing. And especially if there was something that you require healing that you actually specifically know. You could get real specific like this, or you can be general. In the ancient ways, they would put what's called a wu lu, 2 words, W-U, another word, L-O-U, wulu, which holds cures, holds magical medicinal cures. They're little bottles, maybe with a cork on top, and because they're ancient. So, you know, like, they do sell them, and you can find them if you search that out. And you could purchase one. If you were going to purchase a used one, you would always want to cleanse anything like that you ever got from elsewhere. And so look up how to cleanse, and maybe we'll talk about that next time. But this time it's time for our feng shui fit tip for today. And our feng shui fit tip is good reinforcement. So let's look for good reinforcement for our physical capabilities And how do we do that? Well, we're going to have to say good things, good reinforcement, because in our physical journey of fitness, sometimes it's collect the flaws and put them and throw them out the window, please. But see, now going to reinforce the good things and the things that we really want to improve on out loud, this is going to help tremendously, a lot more than that other thing I said. Let's scratch that off. Or like one of my coaches would say, erase, erase. Okay? So let's reinforce with good words the things that we want to improve, and we can mentally turn that switch on. That's your Feng Shui Fit tip for today. And we are looking for perfect number 2 star healings, heal thyself with Pathfinder.
Mahalo, Michiko. Says thank you for our Feng Shui Fit tip and our Feng Shui for today. This is, yeah, double twos, double twos, double twos. 2 + 2 = 4, and 2 × 2 = 4. 2² = 4. Okay, so we're hoping to change the twos into fours. And 4 is the romance star. So that's some healing there. Today our topic is heal thyself. That's kind of our monthly topic. Awaken your hand. So we've Miedo Chunku Oksapi. I want to say hello to everybody. I don't know if it was said, but this is Thursday, September 21st. We're in between the Virgo new moon and the fall equinox. It's a little ceremonial bubble here, so make some prayers for the next season. Maybe you can visualize some things that you would really enjoy, something that you would really enjoy coming about, and let's stick to that. When we stick to those really, really positive, uplifting, and we're happy about them prayers, one, they have more of a chance to come in, and two, when they do, we enjoy them. So, hallelujah. So we worked with the chakras. We worked with the endocrine system a little bit last week, the glands. And now we're working on probably do hands and then feet, then maybe eyes and ears and stuff like that. We all have basic gifts as human beings, and the love that flows through the hands creates healing. We all know this. This is known throughout all the cultures, I believe all the religions. This is one of the human traits, the ability to heal through love with the hands, and also the ability to heal with light guided through the mind, through the hands. Finally, out here in the desert, we're experiencing a little bit cooler temperatures. You know, we get it real hot in June and July and often in August, but now I think we're cooler than some other places in the country. Really, you know, looking at the world and how things are kind of going, it's time to up our game. It's time for each one of us to be prepared, to up our game and to be prepared. So I just found these two pieces of rice on the table here. One is a wild rice, maybe a Japanese rice, and one is a little white rice. I don't think either one of them have been cooked. But this metaphor is that in this day, mix your rice. One, the protein carb spectrum really expands when we're multicultural. And the Dalai Lama said a few years ago that, and the anthropologists agree, that one of the greatest strengths of our earth and of humanity is our diversity. And in being diverse, we have the most options that arise. And so in both a spiritual and a scientific way, meaning Darwin, that both in a spiritual, cultural, and a scientific way, diversity is our survival and prosperity. So let's mix that rice. Awaken your hands. So what I was saying was, is there's really a lot going on the earth right now. You know, there have been many, many signs of nature across the world, but now it seems like everywhere has a lot of kinetic natural energy transferring around in different ways. Over here in the U.S., it's fires and hurricanes and such. Mexico, they just had that big earthquake. And I'm reminded of the people in Italy and in the different towns and little nations over there, how I'm not even sure if they're able to go back in their homes. And it's been a year since they, you know, had some of their big earthquakes. You know, it just seems like the Mother Earth is making a statement about home. So many people are losing what was their home and are having to band together in the spirit of humanity in order to make sure everybody's safe. So that's one of the reasons why we're working on these awaken yourself, heal yourself. So we have some chakras that have been blessed by the Creator and the Mother Earth. Among these are the hands, the feet, the seven chakras along the spine, and we learn through the Reiki, your eyes, your ears, your mouth are all direct conduits. And what else is a conduit? Brain waves, heart waves, emotional waves. Okay, so sometimes emotions in their higher level, in their higher manifestation, come across as love and life through the heart, and then regular emotions come from basically our inner child and our gut. So we have to remember this, that we, you know, just like some of the psychologists said, we have our subconscious, our conscious, and our superconscious. Well, in a similar way, we have our inner child, our heart, and our mind. And by mind, we mean divine mind. So to awaken your hands, one, you have to be ready to transmit blessings to others, because this is what the hands are about. They're also about physical work. Like I always loved working in the wood. You know, it's like heat with the natural firewood and lots of slinging of the sledges and the axes and, you know, even the chainsaws. Physical work. The fact that so much work in the Western societies has drifted from being something that you do with your hands to something that you do with your head or your phone or your fingers on a keyboard, I'm not sure that is supporting us in our real purpose of growth. You actually have to work with your hands. And so you can be an artist, you can be a fabric artist, you can do things on the art level, but I would encourage everyone to get their hands in the earth and to work with the plants and the trees and the animals. This is part of our health, and this is also part of awakening your hands. So work, karma yoga service, as well as hands in the soils and amongst the elements, very important. And then how about your hands in prayer? You know, there are these let's see, there's mantras, yantras, mudra, that's the word. There are these mudras, which are basically hand positions that allow energy to flow between different fingers or in the presence of different mantras and prayers, or like the, you know, Emmanuel gave us our Father who art in heaven, you know, as that prayer. And so we put our hands together and we pray. And as our hands are together, there's an energy that glows. There's an energy that builds because our head, our heart, and our hands become a conduit. And then in there being three, that three becomes six, and that six becomes 12. In other words, we awakening of the Merkaba star, okay? Head, heart, hands, the awakening of the uplifting of our own being. Basically, our hands are awakened from within the light of us. And the light of us comes from the very center, which is our soul, which is our spirit. And then we have the skills of the body, the emotions, and the mind to give us a boost. And so we ask for Creator to send the healing energy down through the top of our head to our heart, and to bathe in our heart love, light, peace, unity, harmony, truth, and freedom. These are the seven source manifestations. These are the seven, you could say, rays of the chakra, of the chakras. So starting in the root chakra and then going to the top of the head, it starts with love, light, and then peace. And this is the same as the love, wisdom, power of the threefold Christ flame. And so these are source manifestations, or these are the idyllic ultimate truths that from the center of movement and the center of groundedness comes love, and that's a Mother Earth vibration love. From movement and the motherhood of humanity, we get the light, the wisdom. And so light and wisdom. And with that light come all the colors, and each color is itself a power, a certain frequency of power. For instance, what does that magenta violet light do? It's very, very magical for healing the DNA and for unfolding of the self. What does that blue light do? Very good for protection, very good for truth. What does that green light do? It's very good for getting along, for unity, for also blending with nature, having that natural telepathy green. And then we would go to the solar plexus, and there we have the peace and the heart. There we have the unity and the throat. There we have the harmony and the third eye. There we have the truth. And the very top pineal or crown chakra, there we have the freedom. And by that freedom, it means connectedness. Our heart connected to God, our mind connected to God, our body connected to God. Our heart connected to Mother Earth, our mind connected to Mother Earth, our body connected to Mother Earth. When we do this connection with our heart with the Earth, our heart creator, automatically there is a channel of light. There is a river that flows in two directions. It flows down from above to the earth and flows from the earth to the sky. And this is the basis of life. off of this rising of the earth and descending of the sky as they spiral together in a coupling. You know, it's like that. That's the, what's called the twin flame. It's the earth and the sky kissing. As these energies move through our body, they radiate in different powers, and it is the source of this light descending, which awakens our heart, our mind, the tantians of our body, and then our willingness to serve. So in our willingness to serve and our willingness to give, that's where we activate the gifts of the hands. And so how do we awaken the hands? Well, first, let us think of the elements. Let's go get our hands in the earth. Let us use the sacred clays. You could do that clay mask, but instead of just doing your face, do your hands and your feet as well. The feet help us to ground, our hands help us to serve, and our lips help us to smile. The element of water. Let us bathe in the sacred waters. The Cherokee would go to the water 3 times a day. It was a bathing ceremony where we would thank the waters for all the gifts that they give us and be thankful for the sacredness and the life force and the cleansing that the waters bring us. And so we would wash our hands, our feet, our face. And the fires, what happens when we bring our hands close to the sacred fire? Well, for one, the sacred fire instantly starts to purify the hand chakras. And then with each of these hands, you know, you have 4 fingers and a thumb. Each of these are an energy manifestation. And if you have any questions about that, take a look at the hand reflexology charts and then compare that to the they have charts that have to do with palm readings, okay? Compare those to the palm reading charts and get a little understanding how all the nerves in the body are connected to the hands. Maybe all the planets in the sky are also connected to the hands. And the love of your heart, let it shine through your hands.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network. From around the globe, back to you, big hugs. We so enjoy doing this show with you each and every week. We close Aloha Healers Network with the 5 Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
E hagia o ya te wa e a ya o e lo ai ma ka se to ne a e a ya o e lo ai ni tun ka she la hey I owe.